Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
My text is taken from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5, and it says, "Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything that you need." The title of my message today is Don't Stress. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says that God is the God of peace. Now listen to that verse in Romans 15 and 33. It says, "Now the God of peace be with you all." And then it says, "Amen. So let it be." So let me ask you a question. If God is the God of peace and he's with you, why do you allow yourself to get stressed out? You know, one of the most important messages that we need to hear the voice of God saying to us today is, don't stress. God never created you to live a life filled with stress. So stop worrying. Today, we're going to discuss how to defeat stress in our lives. Let's begin by saying what Jesus said in John 14 and 27. He said, "My peace I leave with you, my own peace I give to you. I give it not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled. Let it be without fear." Oh my goodness. Let your heart be completely without fear. That's what Jesus says. However, many people have joined this culture. And joining this culture means being some of the most stressed out people in the world. I don't know if you realize this or not, but the United States of America is number 2 in the top 10 stress ranking countries of the world. Now, I want you to listen to an article called Stressed in America. It was written by the American Psychological Association. This is what it stated. It said, stress is up. Most Americans are suffering from moderate to high stress, with 44% reporting that their stress levels have increased over the past 5 years. Concerns about money, work, and the economy top the list of most frequently cited sources of stress. It goes on to say, children are hurting. Stress is also taking a toll on kids. Almost a third of children reported that in the last month they had experienced a physical health symptom associated with stress, such as headaches, stomach aches, or trouble falling or staying asleep. In addition, parents don't realize their own stress is affecting their kids. While 69% of parents say their stress has only a slight or no impact on their children, just 14% of youth say their parents' stress doesn't bother them. Stress is a state of mental tension and worry caused by the problems in your life. It causes strong feelings of concerns or anxiety. It's important for you to realize that you can't keep your stress to yourself. Your children and your family members can sense when you're stressed, and it affects them as well. What you may not know about stress is it is very, very dangerous, probably more dangerous than you realize. In another article called How Does Stress Affect Us, listen to what was stated. It is not unusual to hear ourselves talk with friends, coworkers, and family members about the difficulties that we have with managing the stress of everyday living. We talk about being burned out, overwhelmed, and even losing it. We know that stress may cause heart disease, but most of us are unaware of the many other emotional, cognitive, and physical consequences of unmanaged stress. So let me read some. 43% of all adults suffer adverse health effects from stress. 75 to 90% of all physician office visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints. Stress is linked to the 6 leading causes of death: heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accidents, cirrhosis of the liver, and suicide. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has declared that stress is a hazard of the workplace. Now listen to some statistics about that. An estimated 1 million employees are absent on an average workday because of stress-related complaints. 40% of all worker turnover is due to job stress. Job stress is estimated to cost the United States industry $300 billion a year through absenteeism, lack of productivity, turnover, and medical costs. Now, I just want to talk about a few natural ways to manage your stress, and most of you have probably heard this already, but since we're talking about stress, let's mention some of the natural ways to beat stress in our lives. Number one, learn to manage your time more effectively. It may sound obvious, but better time management really can reduce your stress. And I'm reading this from another article called How to Beat Stress. Many people waste a lot of time doing unimportant tasks, so you must always prioritize your time and always do the most important jobs first. Number two, know your limitations and don't take on too much to do at a time. In other words, what you should do is write achievable goals for the day and keep them. Don't write down 12 things to accomplish. You may do better writing down 3 and accomplishing those 3. It's better to be honest and tell people what your true limitations are. This way you can avoid getting unnecessarily stressed by not taking on more than you can comfortably handle at any given time. Number three, avoid unnecessary conflict. While arguments may not wholly be avoidable, it makes sense to steer clear or prevent conflicts whenever possible. In relationships, sometimes they're strained at home or in the workplace. Then it's more than likely that you'll be stressed about them at work. Always remember that frank discussion is better than a bitter dispute. Number four, avoid situations that place you under stress. The way to avoid or minimize some of the stress that you may be under is to stay away from situations that stress you out. This is just good, common sense things that we all should do. Amen? Take control of your phone by answering it when you want to. Now, that's a very, very simple thing, but you can cut down on a lot of stress by just doing that. Answer the phone when you feel like it, not every time it lights up. Take control. It goes on to say, speak to people when time allows for a better conversation. Do not always be so available. Make appointments with people and keep them based upon your schedule and not their need. Does that sound good? Let's begin to do it. And number five, the last one is take time out and recharge your batteries. Taking a break may mean that you can perform much better afterwards, and you will easily make up for the time that you have used for your relaxing in that you'll be more refreshed. When you fail to take time out, you'll reduce your effectiveness. So these were just some common things that it's important for all of us to know to do to beat stress in our lives. Now, I want to give you some biblical principles to defeat stress. And I'm going to begin with 1 Peter 5 and 7. You may want to write down some of these scriptures and follow this message, because most of us here probably are dealing with this subject, the subject of stress today. In 1 Peter 5 and 7, it says, "Turn all your anxiety over to God, because he cares for you." I'll repeat that verse. "Turn all of your anxiety over to God, because he cares for you." So number one, the key to overcoming stress is to believe and confess that God will take care of you in every situation. Will you help me preach this message today? Two of you. How about the rest of you? Just repeat after me. The key to overcoming stress is to believe and confess that God will take care of you in every situation. Now, I want you to listen to something that God said in Isaiah 41 and 10. He said, "Don't worry, because I'm with you. Don't be afraid, because I am your God. I will make you strong and I will help you. I will support you with my right hand that saves." You know, there's so many people who are stressed out about what happened yesterday. They're stressed out by what's going on today. And they're even more stressed about what may happen tomorrow. But I want you to listen to what Jesus said about having this type of stress, the stress that's always thinking about what if and not really knowing how to deal with it. In Matthew 6 and 27, listen to what Jesus said. "Can any of you add a single hour to your life by worrying?" That's how he starts out. Listen, can you add more time to your life by worrying? Wait, we just found out that you will lose time in your life by worrying. He goes on to say, "Don't ever worry and say, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to drink? Or what are we going to wear? Everyone is concerned about these things, and your heavenly Father certainly knows you need all of them. But first, be concerned about his kingdom and what has his approval. Then all these things will be provided for you." And he goes on in verse 34, he says, "So don't ever worry about tomorrow." Let's follow what the master said. He knows all about life. God has prepared a place of rest, free from stress, and it comes to those who will simply believe and trust him.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, listen to what it says in Hebrews 4 and 3. It says, "Only we who believe can enter God's rest." To defeat stress, you have got to begin to trust God in every area of your life. That means your job, your finances, your marriage, your children, your health, and every other area of life. Now, in case you're not aware of this, fear and stress are related. When you defeat your fears by the Word of God, you'll also begin to defeat your stress. The Bible says that the children of Israel could not enter into God's rest because of unbelief. Now, this is very interesting, see, because the children of Israel said, it was because of fear. We were afraid to go into the promised land because of the giants. I'm sure God said, I'm bigger than those giants. You need to believe my word. Can I ask you a question? What has you stressed that is bigger than God? Is there anything bigger than God? No. So why be stressed? It is our faith and our belief in God that He will help us through every situation that diminishes stress and its effect in our lives. Why? Because God is with us. Now listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews 3 and 16. Who heard God and rebelled? Now, of course, we're talking about the children of Israel. All those whom Moses led out of Egypt rebelled. Who did God swear would not enter into the place of His rest? He was talking about those who did not obey Him. So we see that they could not enter His place of rest because they did not believe. Folks, unless you are willing to believe God for every situation in your life, you will remain stressed and you will never enter into His rest. There is a place of rest for you. Jesus said, my peace, my very own peace, I'm imparting to you. But folks, it only happens through your faith and your belief that God is going to be there for you in every situation that you go through. Will you look at somebody next to you and tell them, God is with you all the time. So don't stress. Number two, pray in agreement with God's will and obey Him, and that will also defeat stress in your life. You know what? We need to begin to give God permission to work on our behalf. You know, many times we pray prayers here at this altar. The Bible says, put your burdens on the altar, leave your cares on the altar. And when we leave, we pick them right back up and take them with us. We have to begin to pray and leave our concern with God. You know what? God will not take it unless you release it. You may think, well, that's a funny thing to say, but can you imagine holding on to something so long and not knowing how it's going to be accomplished that even when you pray, you give it to God, God is taking it and you're still holding on to it. Well, how are you going to answer that prayer? Lord, I'm giving it to you, but it needs to be today. Lord, I'm trusting, I'm believing you, but you got to do it this way. You can't do it. Many times you're holding on to things that you think you've prayed about and you've given them to God. But truth be told, when you talk to your friends, you said, yeah, I prayed about that. And I told God exactly the way I want it done. Folks, listen, you can't confess your way to an answer. I hope you're listening to me. See, because many times we don't really understand. You know, we talk about confession. All right. But folks, if you can confess to twist God's arm to do something, He would not be God. And most of the time, the Bible says you don't even know what you're praying for. You don't know how to pray for the things you're praying for. That's why the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. He prays the perfect will of God for our lives. You probably don't know what the will of God is. Oh, you say you're going to follow your heart? Well, the Bible says your heart is deceitful. You don't even know your heart. See, many times we're asking God to answer prayers. We're telling him and dictating to him how he's supposed to answer the prayer. That's all wrong. That's all wrong. This is how Jesus said for us to pray. In Matthew 6 and 10, Jesus said to pray, "Let your will be done on earth, that is in my life, as it is in heaven." See, every prayer request, you should be praying, "Lord, let your will be done. Now, this is my request, but do it the way you want to do it." See, you've got to release it to God and let God handle it the way he wants to handle the situation. Jesus himself lived like this. He gave his stress to God and he said, "Lord, you handle it. Your will be done." Listen to what it says in Matthew 26 and 42. It says, "Then Jesus went away a second time and prayed." Now, this is when Jesus was on his way to the cross. He was in the garden. He was praying. Listen to what he said. He said, "Father, if this cup cannot be taken away unless I drink it, then let your will be done." Jesus was under great stress. He was on his way to the cross. The Bible shows us this scene, just how critical it was and how stressful it was for Christ. It says in Luke 22 and 43, it says, "Then an angel appeared to him from heaven and strengthened him. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly." The Bible says, "Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." How many people say he was really stressed? Yeah, see, but as you know, the end of that prayer was, "Not my will, but your will be done." It's important when you pray that you give God permission to do what he wants to do. In your life, with your family, on your job. Yes, have your prayer request, but be willing to say, "Not my will. Your will be done." Some of your prayers are getting hung up on the fact that you won't let God's will be done. You are believing for your will to be done. But there is a default for every Christian: "Not my will, your will be done." Every time you pray, Jesus finally submitted to God's plan, and as a result, he entered into God's peace. See, God will remove stress when you submit to his will and his timing for your destiny. You've got to let it go. Look at the person next to you and say, "You've got to let your own plans go. You've got to let the stress go and let God do what he wants to do." See, that alone, when you just say, "Lord, have your way. I'm tired of trying to control it. I'm tired of trying to make it something else. I'm tired of everything that's happening. One thing happens and another thing. This is just a calamity. Lord, I just give it to you." Stress leaves. Give it to God. Stop carrying it yourself. "Not my will, your will be done."
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part one of Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to pray with you. I don't know your needs, but God certainly knows them. So let's pray together. Father, we ask that you would bless every individual in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Father, you are a God of blessing. You know the needs of the people today. We believe you today. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus,
to meet every need, and we thank you for it in his name. Let's say amen. Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you, and keep listening.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.